Clark County Official Local Voters Pamphlet. August 5th, 2025 Primary and Special Election. Fort Vancouver Regional Library District Edition. Stay informed. Website: clarkvotes.org. Phone: 564-397-2345. Published by the Clark County Auditor's Office. You must sign and date your return envelope in order for your ballot to be counted. Sign in the signature box that has your name printed on the envelope. If you are unsure about the signature in your voter registration record, we encourage you to call the elections office at 564-397-2345. We can provide a description of the signature you used when you registered to vote. Do not sign someone else's name, even if you have power of attorney. Voting over the phone by having someone else fill out and sign your ballot is against the law. Voters can call us at 564-397-2345 to learn about the options for voting while they are out of town. Drop boxes are available if you don't want your ballot or signature to go through the mail. Sign up to receive text messages regarding your ballot status. Text the word VOTE to 868-392. Vote WA. Registering to vote. Registering takes only a few minutes, and you can do so in person, by mail, or online at votewa.gov. You may complete a new voter registration form. Contact the elections office by mail, email, or phone for more information. The deadline to receive new voter registrations and voter updates to existing registrations online, by phone, or by mail is 4 p.m. Monday, July 28, 2025. Lost or damaged ballot? If you lose your ballot or it becomes damaged, you can obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Elections Office. Clark County Elections Office. Phone: 564-397-2345. Relay: 711 or 877-833-6341. Email: elections@clark.wa.gov. Mailing address: P.O. Box 8815, Vancouver, Washington 98666-8815. Street address: 1408 Franklin Street, Vancouver. Front panel mural by @Anna the Artist. Fort Vancouver Regional Library District. Proposition number 1. Levy, lid, lift. The Board of Trustees of the Fort Vancouver Regional Library District adopted Resolution 2025-01 concerning its regular property tax levy. This proposition would authorize the district to restore its regular property tax levy to 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for collection in 2026 to provide continued funding for the library district's operation and maintenance. The resulting dollar amount of the 2026 levy would be used for the purpose of computing subsequent levy limitations, as provided by RCW 84.55. Should this proposition be approved? To vote, use your official ballot. Explanatory Statement. State law allows Fort Vancouver Regional Library, FVRL, to collect up to 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value per year for general operations and maintenance. However, due to tax limitation laws, FVRL has collected at a rate below 50 cents per $1,000 since 2014. Passage of this proposition would restore FVRL's levy rate to 50 cents per $1,000 for 2026. The resulting 2026 levy amount would then be used to calculate all applicable tax limitations thereafter. Approval of this proposition would provide funding necessary to sustain FVRL's operations and maintenance. Rejection of this proposition would mean reduced funding for FVRL, necessitating reductions to library operations and maintenance. Statement 4. Invest in our community's future. Vote yes for libraries. Vote yes for Proposition 1. We have a vital choice to make. Fort Vancouver Regional Libraries, FVR Libraries, are the heart of our community, connecting 550,000 neighbors across 4,200 square miles to books, technology, programs, and spaces for learning and growth. This levy provides 96% of the funding that keeps our libraries open and thriving. Without it, services will face deep cuts, fewer hours, fewer staff, fewer materials, and hundreds of programs that support children, seniors, families, and job seekers. Libraries could close, services would shrink, and access for rural and underserved areas would be deeply impacted. Libraries aren't a luxury. They are vital to education, opportunity, and community well-being. A yes vote means both sustaining what we love about our libraries while adding more hours, more resources, and building a stronger, more resilient community for everyone who calls this region home. Whether you visit often or not, strong libraries strengthen the entire community. Let's protect this vital resource, today and for the future. Let's keep them open, vibrant, and thriving, now and for future generations. Vote yes on Proposition 1. Rebuttal of Statement Against. FVRL is wholly transparent in all operations and use of taxpayer funds with information publicly available. FVRL is audited annually by the State Auditor's Office and submits an annual public library survey available online. FVRL has not had a levy lid lift on the ballot for 15 years, although the population increase makes FVRL the fifth largest library district in the state. The executive director is the seventh highest paid among those peers. Statement 4 and Rebuttal of Statement Against, submitted by Scott Anderson, Chair. Email scottandersson 98648 at gmail.com. Jan Oliva, Cheyenne Pantoja Wright. Statement against. While library services are a pillar of a thriving community, the FVRL Board of Trustees has failed in their duty to utilize taxpayer funds in a prudent and transparent manner, and has not earned the right to request an increase from the people they serve. Since 2022, FVRL has failed to participate in the Washington State Public Library Wage Study, leaving taxpayers in the dark as to how much of their money is going to executive salaries rather than being invested in the community. According to the WPEA, FVRL's current executive director was hired at a salary of over $200,000, while frontline workers made just over minimum wage. This would make FVRL's executive director the second highest paid in the state, despite FVRL only serving the fifth largest population. Instead of pledging to cut bloated executive salaries should their levy fail to pass, the board has instead declared that they will immediately cut frontline staff hours and services by 30%. In addition to their lack of transparency, the board and FVRL management have continually conceded to the demands of MAGA extremists, failing to provide vital services to marginalized groups, especially LGBTQ+, kids and families. Despite all other surrounding library systems providing these services, some with smaller budgets and populations, FVRL continues to cower in the face of a vocal minority. Until FVRL and the board can prove they are dedicated to financial transparency and properly serving our community, I urge you to vote no on this levy lift. Statement against, submitted by Amy Hotchkiss, Chair. Email ahotch83@gmail.com. No statement was submitted for rebuttal of statement 4. For the complete text of the resolution, please visit clauc.gov/AUGUST-5-2025-PRIMARY-ELECTION. Measure statements are printed exactly as submitted. Clark County Elections does not correct punctuation, grammar, typos, or inaccurate information.